They talk about Sfiras HaOmer, a story that comes to mind, that there was a joke comes to mind, that there was a fellow who walked into a brisker house, and he asked during Sfira, he asked, what's for supper tonight? The fellow got very, very uptight, and he said, last night we had schnitzel. Sfiras HaOmer is a tremendous avoda. And Mirtz Hashem, I hope in the next couple of weeks we'll talk about different components of the avoda. And this week we're going to focus on, the Torah describes Sfira in two different places, one in Parshas Emor and the other in Parshas Re'eh. And in Parshas Emor, the Torah says, Usfartem lachem imachars hashabbos, that you shall count, lachem. All of you shall count. And the Medrash Halacha darshins, Shetei Sfira lekol echad ve'echad, that each person has to count, has to do his own personal count. To the point that the Be'er Halacha quotes those who say that even though in Halacha there generally is a rule that we say Shomei Ha'Kohanim, that someone who hears something, it's considered as if they themselves said it. However, when it comes to, and therefore, your Yotzei Mitzvah by hearing someone say something, for example, that's how, according to most, where Yotzei Kriyas HaTorah, the Baal Kore reads, and we have in mind to be Yotzei. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, there it says, Shtei Sfira Lekol Echad Ve'Echad, that each person has to count his own personal Sfira. And in fact, there is a dialectic. To keep you here for another year, I'll tell you what a dialectic means. This way you can tell your parents that you're growing in your knowledge of the English language. A dialectic is where you have two ideas that at first glance seem to be almost opposites, yet they work together and they create a synergistic effect. Synergy, I'll tell you what that means another time. But they create a synergistic effect. So what you have is, you have on the one hand, the Torah says in Parshas Emor, Usfartem lachem shetei sfira lekol echad ve'echad. The Torah in Parshas Re'eh says, Shiva shavuos tispar lach, that you shall count in the singular, not lachem shetei lekol echad ve'echad. And it's interesting to note that when it comes to the counting, in Parshas Emor, it speaks about counting days. It doesn't speak about counting days in Parshas Re'eh. There's no mention of the counting of days. And Mirtz Hashem, in the future, we could talk about the fact that over there, only the counting of weeks is mentioned. What's the pshat? That when it comes to the counting of days, there the Torah goes out of its way, and the Torah says, Shetei Sfira lekol echad ve'echad. Each person has to do his own particular Sfira. So Meiri V'Rabbi Rav Nevin Sal, and then I heard Rav Mordechai Goldstein, who was a Rav in my neighborhood, said this in the name of his father, Rav Tuvi Goldstein, same idea, said that when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, the reason why there's no Shomei HaKohanah is because Sfiras HaOmer is a very particular personal growth for every person. Every person grows in his unique particular way in Sfira, and therefore your growth can't be motzi mine, and mine can't be motzi yours. It's individual. When it comes to Kriya Satari, we all have the mitzvah to hear the same Kriya. There, if you read it, I'm going to be yotze if I listen. However, when it comes to Sfira, it's not that way. When it comes to Sfira, it's each individual based in the place that he is. The dialectic we'll talk about in Mirtz Hashem down the line. But I found an amazing, amazing lashon in the Ran, in Psachim, that really, really substantiates this idea. This is new. The Ran in Psachim al Chaf Chesam et Aleph says as follows. Listen to how he describes B'derech HaGadah, how Sfiras HaOmer started. Klal Yisrael heard that we're going to receive the Torah, and they were excited. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, it's another 50 days. And each person counted, notice the Lashon, each person for himself. Mikan Kavu chacham l'sfiras aimer. So here's my diuk. The Ran, first of all, says, kol echad la'atzmai. And notice, the Ran doesn't speak about counting weeks. He only speaks about counting days. Kol echad la'atzmai, he counts days. Now, when it comes to the tzibur counts weeks. And the Yom Tov is called Chag Shavuos. When it comes to the Yachid counts days. The Shem Yishmol writes that counting of days goes from the Karban HaOmer to Shtei Alechem in Parshas Emor to talk about personal, hardcore growth, going from Sa'orim, which represents the worst of the harvest, to the Shtei Alechem, which is the finest of the harvest. Each one of us, in our particular way, goes through that avoda. Rav Biederman, I saw, took this idea a step further. And I'd like to talk tonight about that particular singular day-by-day growth, that applies to every single person. He points out that during the Sfira, a lot of things happen in Klal Yisrael. Kasher bo elima v'lo motzu mayim v'yelonu amoshe v'chein berefidim v'yevo amolek v'af al pikein loy niflu bekirbam lachshov she'avda tikvasam. The counting of every day is that even if the previous day wasn't successful, they picked themselves up and they counted further towards Kabbalah Satira. And he makes the same deal in the Ran. Hayyamainin kol echad le'atzmai. That each person said, I could get up today, and I could pick myself up, and I could nevertheless count towards Kabbalah Sadora, despite the fact that I might have fallen yesterday. V'imshichu kol echa ba'avodasu lisfar dvar yoyim b'yoymoy, ki'ilu lo ira mu'uma v'adayim imedragosam rishonayim moimdim. And they still were able to push themselves towards Kabbalah Sadora. So Rabosai, there are four lessons of this step-by-step growth that I want to share with you, b'siyata d'shmaya, in the next 10 minutes. The pasuk in Eicha, in Perek Gimel, describes chadoshim labikarim rabba emunasecha. Every day, as Rav Biederman was bringing out, every day is a new day. Chadoshim labikarim. Every day is a new opportunity. Every day a person starts mamish fresh. And if we got up this morning, that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes that we could count towards Kabbalah Satorah no matter where we were the day before. Chadoshim labikarim. There is a ischadshus inside of us every single day. Lahagid baboiker chazdecha ve'munascha v'leilois. It's well known that al pi chazal, lahagid baboiker chazdecha refers to the beautiful, shining day where everything sounds good and everything looks good. V'munascha b'leilos is a time that it's dark. I heard from Rav Yoel Rakovsky Shlita that the word v'munascha b'leilos doesn't only mean emuna, that we believe that everything is good at night, but v'munascha b'leilos, let's translate the word accurately, v'munascha doesn't say your emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emuna in you and I. If we woke up this morning, Baruch Hashem, then that means that we have another day to count towards Kabbalah Satorah, no matter what happened the day before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gives up on a person. That's lesson number one of the accounting of the sphere of Yom. When it comes to the Tzibur, we'll discuss in the future, it's an entirely different sphere. It's not a sphere of Chadoshim Labikarim Rabba Munasech, it's an entirely different sphere. Number two, every day adds up. Every day brings a person to a place with this attitude of Chadoshim Labikarim Rabba Munasecha. Every day adds up to something amazing and something beautiful. If a person learns two Mishnayos a day, then in a few short years he'll finish Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. But it's not only about learning. One of the most inspiring things some of my Talmidim have told me that I've shared with them is not a piece of Gemara, it's not a Maimar Chazal, it's about my father Shlita, and has nothing to do with religion, but has everything to do with about Avodas Hashem. My father Shlita is Bli Ayin Hara, 84 years old. He's a Talmud Chacham. His Amidos are impeccable. But there's one thing that's unrelated to both those things that is deeply inspiring. My father doesn't run during the winter because it's cold in New York City. But about this time of the year, maybe well, maybe do this for many, many, many more years, he begins to start jogging again. And what he does is he gets dressed up in his sneakers and so on. He goes, he drives to his favorite park. And my father jogs 100 feet. That's the most that he could do. He comes home, he showers, and the next day he goes back to Marine Park and he jogs again 150 feet. 20 years ago, it was quite a bit more. Each day adding a little more. Now it's a little bit less. Every day a little bit more. At the end of the summer, around Sukkot time, my father, Bli Ayin Hara, Mirtz Hashem, I hope he will do it again this year, is jogging 3-4 miles. Every day, adding a little more. When a person begins every day to add a little more, it adds up, and it adds up, and it adds up. Now, Rav Gav Friedman, I met him walking into the Old City, and I introduced myself to him. I said, my kids enjoy his shiurim much more than they enjoy mine. And I introduced myself and I thanked him. And we began to talk. And he went to the yeshiva that my Rebbe, Reb Braunschweigel, founded, Beis Medrash LaTorah, after he left Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, teaching there for 40, 50 years. And Rav Gav was in Beis Medrash LaTorah, also known as Landers College. Our yeshiva is Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, and that yeshiva is Beis Medrash LaTorah. So he told me that he was very impressed by my Rebbe, that he said it was amazing how much he knew, how much of Tanakh he knew. Reb Braunschweigel, as we knew him, sat and learned Gemara. So he went over to me and he asked him, Reb Braunschweigel, how is it that you know so much Tanakh? Reb Braunschweigel looked at him a little strange. He said, if you read a perek of Tanakh every night before you go to sleep for 50 years, you'll know Tanakh. It's as simple as that. If you read a perek of Tanakh every night for 50 years, you'll know Tanakh. Life is about these simple, beautiful, small steps. Chadoshim la'bikorim rabba munasecha. Every day is a little step, a little bit forward. And yoser mizeh. The Gemara famously says on Chagigah daf tes on the beis, ein adoyme l'misha shoyna mea pam l'misha shoyna mea v'achas pa'amim. And the Gemara gives a fascinating example. The Gemara says it's entirely incomparable. One who learned 101 times versus somebody who learns 100 times. And the Chavetz Chaim points out that the Gemara gives an interesting example. The Gemara says it's like when it comes to charging the fare in a taxi, that the taxi ride, if you go 10 miles, is one zuz, and if you go more than 10 miles, if you go 20 miles, it's two zuz. So the Gemara then says, and once you go over 10, once it becomes 11, it enters the second thing. You already have to pay two zuz. So says the Chafetz Chaim, what happens is, when a person does something another time, it's not the pshat he did it once more. It enters an entirely new state. You become an entirely new person. Chadoshim la'bikarim rabba munasecha. So what happens is, when we begin to do these things, one day at a time, and of course we're going to miss. We're going to fall down. We pick ourselves up. I know my Rebbe Shlita, and he was amazing. He probably missed a day or two. Probably missed a day or two. But we pick ourselves up. And then there's one more part of Sviras Kol Yoim. The Chol Mokoyim Shu Nimsa. Every place that he finds himself. As Rav Biederman pointed out, Moinahu La'atzmoy. He is his own personal counting. And that is what happens, is we discover kochos that are inside of ourselves that we had absolutely no idea that we had. And all we have to do is put ourselves in the situation, or have HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in the situation, and then we find wellsprings of strength that are inside of us that are mind-boggling. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts it in us, and sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in that situation, and sometimes we have to put ourselves in that situation. The examples I gave you before are situations where we have to apply. But there are situations where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out that strength inside of us where we didn't expect them. I mentioned in the past, it's been studied, that God forbid, Hashem Yirachem, if there's a situation where a mother has her child pinned under a car, she could become as strong as an Olympian. Women have lifted up cars to save their children. In other words, the strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives inside of us to accomplish is so much greater than what we have, than we think we have. And sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings it out in very, very interesting ways. Because the kever is still fresh and it's still very much in my mind, I want to conclude by bring this point out by telling the story about my uncle who was nifter just a day and a half ago. My uncle was an orphan survivor of the Holocaust. His parents, his whole family grew up in Poland. And in the first bombings, very early on, his sister was severely injured in a bombing, and the parents stayed in a hospital in Poland with their daughter. The rest of the family, the grandparents, with five small children, my uncle being the oldest, age 11, decided to escape the way most of our family survived. Most of our family was killed, Al Kiddush Hashem, but the few that survived, survived by running from the Polish-German border to the Polish-Russian border. And they went into Russia, the grandparents with these five children, my uncle being the oldest. In the most cruel fashion, after they entered into communist Russia, the communists took my uncle's grandparents. His parents might have already been killed by them by the Nazis. They took them and they said, in our system, the children don't stay with the grandparents. And they separated these five children who were either already orphans or about to become orphans from the only thing that they had, and that was with their grandparents. At the Levaya yesterday, my cousin, who was Bucky Bishas, a Talmud Chacham Otzum, said to his father at the Hesped, at the Levaya, he said, you told us that that moment when you were separated from your grandparents, your grandfather told you two things. And your grandfather said, I ask you two things, and they are, number one, never ever forget where you come from, and that you are maminim bnei maminim, that you're children of Klal Yisrael. Number one. Number two is you have a responsibility, 11-year-old boy, you have a responsibility to make sure that your other four siblings survive and go to Eretz Yisrael. He accomplished both of those requests. Every single one of his descendants, he now has hundreds of descendants, are all Yoreim and Shleimim, and every single one of those children survived, and they came to Eretz Yisrael, each one of them to build families. The grandparents passed away almost immediately. They died heartbroken. The children that they were entrusted by their own children to protect had been taken away from them. They died pretty quickly. And these children came to Eretz Yisrael. And this is what Eretz Yisrael is today. This is who we are. This is what we are. Rabosai, every single one of us has that in our genes. Every single one of us has that in our genes as 11-year-olds to be able to do that. The problem is that you and I were spoiled. We grew up in an exception of Jewish history, not the rule of Jewish history. The rule of Jewish history is that by 11 years old, we had that koach of ischadshus of chadoshim rabikorim rabbeinu munasecha. That we felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed that we could overcome almost everything. And we can. but it has to start with us making real, real commitments, yoim v'yoim. Then we can say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisukan Masha Pagamti B'Sviras Omer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to be Mesake Masha Pagamti. What I was Pogam B'Sviras Omer, Ve'etar V'Skadish B'Ktusha Shomala, Val Yidei Zeh Yitar Nafshoy Seinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitar, all of the Nefashos of Klal Yisrael. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first we're going to work on ourselves Yom Yom, and then we're going to be able to have the Tahara of all of our connection to all of Klal Yisrael. We have to dig a little bit deep inside. We have to dig inside. In some ways, we have it harder. Because once upon a time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Jewish history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought those things out of us more naturally. Because they're there. But they haven't been pushed. They haven't been driven. They haven't been challenged. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the luxury to say, you could do it step by step. By step. See, after the Shemayim, we should be zocha to that gadlus. We should be zocha to be able to prove and show Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, that the koichos of gadlus Yisrael should come through in every single one of us. A good Shabbos.